不准备落去审爱派审判。首先感谢主耶稣垂听我们英格华教会弟兄姐妹爱心的代祷，让我们全家平安到达这里。
First of all, I would like to thank the Lord that He inclined His ears that listened to our prayers, that we can peacefully arrive to this Vancouver church.
很高兴我们温哥华教会在我们一年半来这段期间之内呢，在各方面都蒙主大大的祝福。
Within this year, Vancouver Church has richly blessed by God.
有来自各地方很多的弟兄姐妹。
Many brothers and sisters from other countries have immigrated to Vancouver.
也有在这一年半里面新受洗的弟兄姐妹。
And there are many brothers and sisters newly baptized within this period.
我们不管来自哪里，今天在神的圣灵带领之下，我们聚集在这里，领受主的话。
No matter where we come from, but we gather together here today, and within the Spirit, we listen to His truth.
愿主耶稣格外的施恩怜悯祝福我们。
May God bless us abundantly.
让我们的聚集领受圣餐能够达到真正的意义。
So that the Holy Communion Sacrament today becomes meaningful.
使我们在思想主的爱里面大大的得到激励。
So that we can be compelled by His love while we imitate His teaching.
我们请看哥林多前书十一章。
First of all, let's turn to the book of First Corinthians chapter 11.
23-26.
Verse 23 to verse 26.
在哥林多前书十一章二十三节到二十六节里面告诉我们的，
保
罗所领受这个圣餐的道。
This is the teaching given by Paul about the Holy Communion.
这里的重点让我们看到这个圣餐里是保罗直接从主耶稣所领受的教训。
These teachings are directly received from the Lord.
并且保罗一定效法耶稣，把这个饼跟杯都先祝谢。
So the Paul tried to give thanks for the cup and the bread first.
那么在饼祝谢以后，再把它擘开。
After giving thanks to the bread, he broke it up.
特别说明说这是主的身体。
As that this is the body of Christ.
是为你们舍的。
Which is sacrificed for you.
并且主耶稣要保罗。他们照着这样做，主要的目的是要纪念主。
And Paul asked them to do it the same way, so to commemorate Jesus.
在领受杯也是一样。
In the same way,
要先祝谢。
In taking the cup,
然后告诉门徒们说，这是我为你们所流出来的。
After giving thanks and said, "This blood I shed by Jesus."
也是要门徒说纪念主。
And this is for us, and we should commemorate him.
在二十六节又强调说是表明主的死。
And he emphasized in verse 36 that it's for proclaiming the Lord's death.
所以今天我们在领受圣餐。
So today we partake the Holy Communion.
就正如二十六节里面所说的。
It's written in verse 36.
我们每个月一次的圣餐。
The Holy Communion Sacrament monthly.
我们遇到在领这个饼喝这个杯的时候
During the time we receive the bread and the blood
我们一定要表明主的死
We must proclaim the Lord's death
既然主耶稣告诉保罗保罗再告诉我们
Since Jesus told Paul and Paul told us
今天我们就要再一次的纪念主
So we once again today commemorate him
再一次来表明主的死
Once again proclaim the Lord's death
那么我们真耶稣教会跟其他的教派不同的地方
The difference from our church with the other denominations is
有很多的重点
There are many important points
其中在我们今天圣餐里面
One of them is the Holy Communion Sacrament teaching
我们要提出几点
I would like to mention a few points about
作为我们信心上的激励
As a kind of encouragement for us
我们一定要把我们自己的信仰坚定起来
We must establish our own faith,
然后才有办法跟别的人谈到
so that we can talk about the teaching.
才有办法觉得自己所信的道理是正确，或者是不正确
so that we can confirm our own faith in the church.
我们领受圣餐有没有达到真正的意义和目的
Have we reached the true meaning in receiving the Holy Communion?
那么在圣餐里，我们的重点之一
is the first important point.
我们是完全在圣灵的运行下。
We are under the control and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
而这个圣灵是使徒们告诉我们是能够体验到。
This kind of, the Holy Spirit mentioned by the apostle is the one that can be experienced.
不是很空洞的。
It's not abstract.
神本身就是灵。
God is spirit.
所以灵临到我们身上，我们要感受得到、体验得到、尝出这个滋味来。
So when Holy Spirit come upon us, we will experience it and feel it.
并且，既然神是慈爱的天父
，since God is love，
而天父的灵临到我们，给我们的感受就是有慈爱。
So the spirit of from the Heavenly Father, when they come upon us, we will feel the love of Him.
所以我们这一次教会的圣餐礼一定要在圣灵的运行之下，借着圣灵的力量灵化成为主的肉、主的血。
So the Holy Communion sacrament for the true church must be under the guidance and movement of the Holy Spirit to spiritualize the bread and blood.
假如我们今天没有真正体验到圣灵
，If we cannot feel and experience the Holy Spirit today，
那我们来讲说靠着圣灵的力量来灵化，这个是自己欺骗自己。
It's cheating yourself。And in saying that to spiritualize the bread and blood,
也是欺骗听的人
is cheating the others also.
但是相反的
but on the other hand,
今天在将近3000个教派里面
in more than 3000 denominations nowadays,
好好的对照圣经
refer to the Bible.
到目前为止
up to now,
甚至于将来我们都可以很有信心很大胆这么说
We are confident to say that including the future
只有真耶稣教会的圣灵是符合圣经里面所记载的圣灵
The Holy Spirit in the true Jesus Church is the only one that is according to the Bible
所以我们是很自信绝对不是自傲很自信的
We are not arrogant but we are self-confident
所谓很自信就是实在根据圣经我们没有在欺骗自己
What's confidence means we are 100% according to the Bible.
既然是根据圣经，无论跟任何一个人谈到，我们就要立场站得很稳。
Since we are according to the Bible, our position must be firm enough when we talk with the others.
所以我们在领受圣餐要很谨慎。
So we must examine ourselves and be alert.
要很有信心。
With confidence and faith.
才有办法充满感谢。
So that we can full of thanksgiving heart.
拿起来这一块就是。
And we know that the bread we tore up is Jesus' body.
这个杯就是主的血。
This cup is of Jesus' blood.
假如我们道理不明白
，If we do not understand the teaching，
绝对没有这种感受。
We will not feel it.
领受起来一点意义都没有。
That's meaningless in taking this bread and blood.
如果我们明白了道理
，We understand the teaching.
有了圣灵的体验
，Under the guidance of Holy Spirit，
我们就有十足的信心。
We have 100% confidence.
我们就不敢轻易的。看清了这个圣餐
，that we will not despise this bread and blood。
我们更不敢随便把它当成平常的吃喝来领受
，and we will not treat this as normal bread and blood。
因为这是在圣灵的运行之下
，because it's under the movement of Holy Spirit。
所以我们要明白，真耶稣教会在圣灵的感动带领运行之下，我们真的在领受主的肉、主的血。
So that we should understand we are actually taking the Jesus blood, blood and flesh。While under the culture, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们等一下的祝谢绝对不是随随便便。
So it's not casual in giving thanks to the bread and grape juice.
不是很公式化随便的交代过去。
It's not a routine.
所以相信在圣灵的感动之下，我们能够明白接着所要谈的道理。
So we should, under the confidence of given by the Holy Spirit, we should. Now examine several teachings from the Bible.
保罗说，当他们在领受的时候，主耶稣告诉他们，这个饼就是我的身体。
Jesus, the Paul said, when they received the bread and blood, it's from Jesus.
主耶稣拿起这个饼只有一个。
There's only one bread.
为什么我们很坚定的相信是只有一个
？Why we have a firm faith that there's only one bread?
因为以弗所书第一章的23节告诉我们，教会是耶稣基督的身体。
Because in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23 it says the bread, church is the body of Christ.
而耶稣基督的身体只有一个啊。
But there's only one body of Christ.
就好像你跟我任何一个的身体只能有一个。
Similarly for you and me, we have only one body.
即使是很相像的 双胞胎，他们个人的身体仅只能有一个。
Including twins, they have only one body for themselves.
假如有连体婴，我们称它惯胎，不正常。
Unless some abnormal circumstances.
所以正常的身体只能有一个。
So usually there's only one body for each person.
既然主耶稣拿起饼来说，这是我的身体。
Jesus took the bread and said, "This is my body."
身体只有一个，我们在举办圣餐的时候，只准用一个饼。
It's only one body, so we should use only one bread to symbolize it.
假如今天我们有一百个人
，For example, we have 100 people today.
我们负责准备圣餐的人也只是做一个饼。
We should use only one bread also.
甚至一千个、一万个人也只做一个饼。
For example, there's 1,000 or 10,000 people, we should use only one bread also. Because there's only one body of Christ. Since church is the body of Christ, there's only one body of Christ, so there's only one church. But as we mentioned before, there are over 3,000 denominations for Christ.
这么多的教派，到底谁才是耶稣基督的身体？
Among those numerous numbers of churches, which one is the true church, true body of Christ?
公说公有理，婆说婆有理，大家都说我是主耶稣的，都是有道理。
Each party has their own reason to support themselves.
但是我们不必强词夺理。
But we should not arguing with words.
只要根据圣经，谁符合圣经，谁就是耶稣基督的身体。
We should refer to the Bible. Who is completely according to the Bible, then who is the true church?
今天我们到这耶稣教会来。
Today we come to the true church.
不要认为它是一个真，这个就是真的。
Don't see that that's the word true, and you believe it is true.
万一以后你就发现有写三个真的教会，那它比这现在这个教会更真。
On the other day, you may see a church with three words true, then.Whether the true Jesus Church is the true Church of Christ, then we have to to refer to the Bible. If the true Church, true Jesus Church teaching is according to the Bible, then we will believe and baptize. Then our root of our faith will be established.
假如因为父母亲叫我信。你是好朋友叫我信，我为了捧场，为了给面子，我来洗礼，这种信仰是很肤浅、很可怜。
If I believe to my parents or my friends to receive baptism, this kind of faith is superficial.
从小在宗教家庭长大
，If you are born in a Christian family,
也是要自己去追求的。
You should study it yourself.
到底我的父母亲有没有被这些宗教骗了
？Whether my parents have been cheated?By the true church,
父母亲是不是信仰偏差
Whether they are turned to their own ways.
爸爸妈妈爱我，叫我在真耶稣教会洗礼。
My parents love me. They ask me to baptize in the church.
但是我查好道理以后，发现真耶稣教会是骗人的。我为了要更爱爸爸妈妈，我要救他，赶快离开真耶稣教会。
After studying the Bible, I know their idea is wrong. Because I love my parents, I should ask them to leave the true church.
相反的。
Contrary,
假如我用心查考道理以后
，If I study the Bible,
我明白真耶稣教会是在这3000个教派里面唯一真正属于耶稣基督身体得救的教会。
And I understand the true Jesus Church is the only one that's according to the Bible.
我除了好好的感谢主
，Then I will give thanks to God.
我要好好的感谢爸妈。
I'll give thanks to my parents.
因为他带领我走在正路上。
Because they guide me to the right way.
即使我的父母亲不在我身边。
Because my parents may not be always on my side.
一个人在这里。
I'm alone.
我还是不会离开耶稣。
I will not leave true Jesus Church.
我还是要紧紧的在真耶稣教会里面。
I will stay in the true Jesus Church.
因为这才是真正耶稣基督的身体。
Because this is the only true body of Christ.
所以我们在领受圣餐的时候
，So therefore when we partake in the Holy Communion, we will think deeply.
饼只有一个。
There's only one bread.
真正得救的教会只有一个。
The only true church is only one.
今天我们到底是不是找到真正得救的教会
？Whether we have found the true church today?
假如我们找到。
If we have found it,
我们的家人还没有相信。
If my parents still not believe in the truth,
我们有爱心的话
，If you have love,
我们应该为着我们还没有信主的家人流泪迫切祷告。
Then you should weep and mourn for your parents and pray for them.
我们有很好的朋友离开的时候会哭。
If you have friends to leave you, you may cry.
想到这次得救的教会
，But when you believe this is the true church.
我的好朋友要到地狱去，没有办法进天国，为什么不懂得为他的灵命而哭？
If your friends are leaving and they will go to hell eventually, then you should cry for them.
虽然是好朋友，说起来我们很残忍。
You may be too cruel sometimes.
假如我们要证明我们是真的有爱心的好朋友。
If you want to tell the others you are the true friend of him.
现在我们在这个得救的教会。
You are the true church.
只有一个真正的这个教会。
There's only one true church that can be saved.
一定要为我们的家人，为我们的好朋友迫切祷告。
Then you should pray fervently for your friends and parents and family.
他这个身体是为你们而来，擘开。
Jesus said, my body is shed for you.
等一下，我们圣餐这个饼祝谢以后，要擘开。
So after giving thanks to the bread, it should be broken up.
什么叫做把耶稣基督的身体来擘开
？What does it mean by breaking up the body of Christ？
看以赛亚书五十章。
Please turn to Isaiah.
五十章。
Isaiah chapter 50.
第六节。
Verse 6. Isaiah chapter 30. 50. Verse 6.
五十章第六节，这里在以赛亚先知在描述主耶稣受苦的情形之一。
Prophet Isaiah described the sin that Jesus was bitten.
这里描述说，人打我的背部，我任他打。
He said here, I offer my back to those who beat me.
把我的胡须，我也任凭人家打。
My cheeks to those who pulled out my beard.
人侮辱我。
I did not hide my face.
朝我吐口水。
From mocking and spitting.
我都没有躲避，没有掩面。
I did not hide.
以赛亚先知早早就预言耶稣基督会受这种苦。
Prophet Isaiah has prophesied that Jesus will be mocked and bitten.
主耶稣告诉他的门徒说：“我的身体为你们擘开，就是为你们破碎了。”
And Jesus has told his disciples that my body will be broken up for you.
以赛亚先知的预言真的在主耶稣的身上发生了吗
？Whether the prophecy Isaiah has given has fulfilled or not?
主耶稣说：“我为人而舍的有这样子吗
？”Whether Jesus has sacrificed for us？
我们看马太福音二十七章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 27。
二十七节到三十节。
Verse 27。
马太福音二十七章二十七节到三十节。
Matthew chapter 27 verse 27。
这里我们看到有很多的钉钉。要侮辱耶稣的人聚集在一起以后嘲笑了耶稣以后把他的衣服脱下来穿上一件朱红色的袍子
After they are here described a group of soldiers encircled Jesus and they took off his clothes and put on a scarlet robe on him
然后用荆棘来编做冠冕
They twist together a crown of thorns and set it on his head
从主耶稣的头上这样把他戴上去
They put in the crown of thorns on him.
又跪在他的面前
And kneeled before him.
戏弄说你不是犹太人的王吗我们恭喜你
And sneer him that are you the king of the Jews?
三十节说就吐口水在他脸上
And they spit on him.
又打他的头
And struck his head.
以赛亚预言耶稣的受苦
Prophet Isaiah has prophesied Jesus' suffering.
这里完全应验了
It has been fulfilled here.
主耶稣来到世间是要做属灵的王，而不是属世的王。
Jesus came to the earth to become the king spiritually.
但是他们当时的人不明白这个道理。
But they do not understand the deep teaching at that time.
所以有的在权力欲的熏心之下，争权夺利之下，很怕耶稣当王，他们的地位权力失去。
Because they pursue for authority, Jesus came.Jesus came will affect their position.
他们更不愿意接受出生在木匠的儿子的家里的这种卑贱的人有资格来当我们的王。
They do not want to receive a man that came from a carpenter's house to become the king of them.
所以当主耶稣在世界上传达了很多的恩典的话语。
So after Jesus' teachings, for 33 years,
安慰了很多伤心的人。
They comfort many people.
拯救了很多被人瞧不起的税吏、妓女这些罪人。
Jesus has saved many people that are looked down by the others.
很多被魔鬼苦楚折磨、灵性痛苦的人，没有办法释放的人，来到耶稣的面前都得到医治。
Many people that are afflicted by demons have been saved.
有更多许许多多各种不同的病症，有骨科、妇产科、眼科、小儿科，没有办法医治的，来到全能的医生的手里，都得到了恩典。
Various kinds of sickness that cannot be healed are healed by Jesus.
有很多人看到这么多恩典的道理、神迹奇事的印证。
And many people have received the salvation grace and teaching from Jesus.
跟随耶稣，爱耶稣，拥护耶稣。
They follow Jesus, go after him, and hail him as king.
耶稣从来没有高高在上说：“我现在不但要带领你们来脱离罗马帝国的统治。”我要做你们的王，耶稣从来没有讲这种话。
Jesus did not say, "I will be the king of you proudly."
耶稣一再的告诉他们
，Jesus tells them once again,
健康的人用不着医生，生病的人才用得到。
The healthy person do not need doctors. Those who need doctors is those sick persons.
除了真正肉体上的病需要耶稣之外。
Including those persons that are physically sick.
我们很多人肉体虽然健康，但是心灵我们有病，没有办法得到医治。
Although we are healthy physically, but our spiritual.
虽然我们长得比别人美。
Is sick. Although maybe we are more beautiful than others.
我们比别人有学问。
Maybe we are more highly educated than the others.
比别人健康。
Are more healthy than the others.
经验比别人丰富。
Are more experienced than the others.
地位比别人尊贵。
Are more status than the others.
可是因为不认识耶稣。
But we do not understand Jesus.
眼睛一闭，一切都归空。
But when our eyes shut and pass away, everything will go in vain.
所以，当我们还没有得到之前，我们拼命努力的去争取、去追求。
So when we do not haven't received it, we will pursue for it.
当我们拥有的时候，要拥有这一切以后。
But after we have achieved for everything,
我们再好好的思想。
Then when we meditate,
我眼睛一闭，不是空。
After I pass away, everything will go in vain.
所以我们得到一切的时候，可能产生一个极端和丧失一切，心灵大大的痛苦。
So after we have achieved for everything, maybe we will have an empty heart.
这样的人更需要耶稣。
So this kind of person needs Jesus.
所以主耶稣来世界是要当我们心灵的王、主灵的王。
So Jesus will be the king spiritually in our heart.
但是这些人都误会了。
But these people misunderstand Jesus' teachings. So they judge on him.
还是
and disregard him.
基于种种的理由才攻击陷害耶稣。
With any kind of reason to discuss Jesus.
从头开始
from his head.
耶稣的身体开始为我们不好。
The body of Christ was broken up for us.
我们平常一根刺砸到我们的身体，我们都受不了。
Only a single thorn when it pierced into our hand, we cannot bear.
如果我们看过犹太历的荆棘那个图画，我们就晓得又硬又刺又疼。
If we have seen the picture of thorns of those Jewish country, we will be frightened.
我们从这些人的嫉妒毁谤要陷害耶稣，我们就晓得，既然他用荆棘把它编成一种王冠的冠冕，不会轻轻放在头上而已。
If we know that their jealousy about Jesus, then we will know that they will not put lightly the crown of thorns on his head.
为什么我们敢说不会轻轻放在头上呢
？Why we are confident in saying that they will not put it lightly on his head?
因为这些人朝着耶稣的脸吐口水。
Because they spit on Jesus' face.
打耶稣的头。
They struck his head.
冠冕放在头上。
But
假如是轻轻的放，再用一把，那不是就压下去了吗
？If the crown of thorns is put on his head, after striking to his head, the thorn will pierce into his head.
但是既然是嫉妒耶稣，要害耶稣
，so they are want to accuse him.
就一定冠冕做好以后，用力的一把。你既然是王，封你为王吧。
好 ，so they will put the crown of thorns onto his head and put it strong.
这个是我们可以想象的。
We can imagine this situation.
所以我们想想，再把它穿上一件朱红色的衣服，是王袍，你是王。
So after that, they put on a scarlet robe on his shoulders.
头顶的刺一戴下去，头皮一定裂了，开始流血。
The skull must be injured and it bleeding continuously.
主耶稣也是有血有肉的人。
Jesus has flesh.
他也会疲倦
，He will be tired.
他也会肚子饿
，He will still hungry.
他也会流泪，也会流汗
，He will still well and sweat.
所以耶稣的头在这个荆棘冠冕用力一倒，在打他的头之下，裂了，血流了。
So after the stroke from the soldiers, his guard was broken and he freed.
穿上王袍，跪在他的面前恭喜他。女王，你很有办法，你当初不是行了很多的神迹奇事，你不是救了很多的人，伟大的王，你救救你自己。The
soldiers kneel before him and said, as near as him, "Don't you say that you are the king? You have performed miracles. Why don't you save yourself?"
戏弄的话语，辱骂的话。
Those mockeries.
在圣经里面是很简略的给我们带过去，说戏弄他，辱骂他。
It seems as briefly described in the Bible. Those mockery things.
我们看路加福音22章。
Let's turn to Luke, chapter 22.
路加福音22章63节到65节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 63.
这里在描述怎么样在戏弄耶稣的一部分而已。
He describes a part, a scenery that Jesus was being mocked.
当他们在戏弄耶稣打他的时候，
During the time they are mocking Jesus.
64节描述说，故意再把他的眼睛蒙上。
In verse 64, they said they blindfold him and.
你不是先知吗？你很有办法。先知就是人家还没有告诉你，你早就知道了嘛。
Let's see at him. Prophecy. Do you know who hit you?
现在我们把你的眼睛蒙上，我打你。你说我是谁？
We blindfold you and hit him. Do you know who hit you?
刚才是嘲弄他，你是王。
Before they sneer at him and said, "Are you the king?"
你很有能力。
You have power.
你有办法救自己。
You can save yourself.
为什么现在没办法？
Why do you have any? Do you have any solution?
连打你的事情你都讲不出来。
You can't even tell who hit you.
65节说还有许多许多，记不完呐、啊，怎么样来辱骂耶稣记不完。
In verse 65, he even said, and they said many other insulting things to them that cannot be recorded.
我们看到一个残暴的人在这个电视画面上，我们常常看到暴动，这些暴民在打人的时候是怎么打？
We have also always seen violence in television.
圣经描述在主耶稣四周围的人像野狗、像饿狼、像狮子。 要把耶稣撕裂一样，又吼又叫，又打又骂。
In the Bible, they have recorded those soldiers around him fight bulls and lions, killing their prey.
难道只会是打头吗？
Would they hit his head only?
从头到脚，任凭人家打。
It's from his head to his toes.
所以我们看到以赛亚书50章第6节里面，当初他怎么描述？
So in chapter 50 of Isaiah, it records and prophesies how it was
suffered.
He let them hit.
你不管打哪里，我安静的随便你打。
No matter how they hit him, he keep in silence.
你用很侮辱、不好听的话语来骂我、嘲笑我，用什么字眼，我通通让你骂。
No matter what, which kind of words they use to sneer him, he still keep in silence.
口水、吐脸、吐脚、吐身体、吐哪里，我都随便你吐，我都没有躲，没有闪。
If they spit on his face, on his shoulder, on his feet, he still keep in silence.
我们再看约翰福音19章。
Let's turn to John, chapter 19.
约翰福音19章,
chapter 19 of John.
第1节到第3节,
verse 1 to 3.
这里记载的将耶稣鞭打。
Here is that situation that Jesus was with.
接着其他的通通跟刚才我们所看到的再复述一次。
And the other verses describe once again how Jesus suffered for us.
有人查考了以后说，主耶稣被鞭打的鞭是像毒蝎的一个钩，在一个鞭的末端。
Some people have researched that the whip that Jesus they used to whip Jesus has some hooks on it.
刚才我们看有看到说，耶稣被人家打他的头。
We have mentioned before they hit Jesus' head.
第3节最后一句话说，有用手掌打他。
In the verse 3, the later part, they struck him to his face.
第1节就告诉我们用鞭来打。
In the first one, they used a flog to flog him.
经过查考的人说，他被打的这个鞭是末端有在像毒蝎的那个钩。圣经里面有没有证明？
But after some research has been done that, and they know that there are hooks on the whip that they have used.
我们看诗篇129篇。
Let's turn to him, Psalm.
诗篇129篇。
Chapter 129,
第三集
，Verse 3。
第129篇第三节这里告诉我们，描述主耶稣的被鞭打之后的状况。
He describes the scenery that Jesus was hit by, whipped by, from his back.
如同扶犁的人在我背上扶犁的羹。
It's similar to the plowman plowed their land.
我们如果在乡下。用农夫是要用牛来耕田，这个犁我们看得很清楚。
If you know the plow, the farmers use in countryside, we will understand.
那么现在机器进步了，用机器来耕田，我们也看到这个农耕的机械也是有一个犁一样，那个很厉害的切刀一样在翻这个土。
Now we technologies improved, and we know now use machine instead, but we still have some plow at back of it.At the bottom of it.
不管是用牛耕过去，用机器这样来耕作的，我们看这些切刀一耕过的，这些犁田的沟都是很深的。
No matter which kind of tools you use, but the field after being plowed will have scars on it.
那么这里特别描述这个犁的沟是很长。
He describes the holes are very long.
我们刚才看到主耶稣是任人家打他的背。再一遍就是说，任他打我的背。
And in his side, it has been described that Jesus let them to whip his back.
这个鞭一打，从这个背部打下去以后，不是就打了就算了，因为有那个钩，所以钩住背部以后再拖过来，就好像扶犁而耕，拉了一道很深的沟。
After being whipped, they pull back the whip and.A long scar remained on Jesus' back.
难道只打一边的吗？
Will they hit him once only?
我们可以想象得到。
We can imagine.
所以从头顶开始。
From his head.
荆棘的冠冕是刺扎下去。
The crown of thorns pierced deeply into his head.
头脸、身体、背部、手脚，任人鞭，任人打。
His whole body was completely beaten by the soldiers.
我们想想，主耶稣说：“这是我的身体。”
Jesus said, "Let us imagine. This is my body.
破开
It's broken up.
我们看到破开两个字很简单
We see the word broken up is very simple.
但是当我们在拨圣餐的时候
But if during the time we broke up the bread,
希望我们想一想
Let's imagine.
这是耶稣的身体
This is the body of Christ.
从你的头
From your head.
荆棘的冠冕打了
The thorn from the crown.
人吐你的脸
He spit on his face.
背部犁沟这么的深。
His back was being whipped.
圣餐的饼越薄，我们的心应该是越痛。
The more you broke the bread, the more painful your heart will be.
主说：“我的身体为你们舍的。”
Jesus said, "This is my body, which is for you."
难道骗人的吗？
Are he cheating us?
难怪保罗说。
So Paul said.
主耶稣为我们钉十字架，应该活活的画在我们的眼前。
So Paul said, the scenery that Jesus was nailed on the cross should be visualized before us.
保罗他感受很深。
Because Paul has a deep understanding.
所以在加拉太书二章二十节他说，主耶稣你是为我来舍己。
So in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, he said Jesus is shed.His tears are blood for us.
一个爱主很深的人
a man who loved Jesus,
他不但常常把主耶稣为他而死的情形活活的画在眼前
He will visualize the scene that Jesus nailed for him always.
会像保罗一样有特别的感受，主啊，你是为我而死的。
He will have a special feeling that Jesus is died for him.
为什么保罗会这样想？
By why people say so?
因为保罗
because Paul.
他在主的面前非常谦卑。
He's very humble before the Lord.
他是一个大有口才的人。
He was a man with intelligence.
当初加玛列是名师，但是保罗在他的门下出高徒。
He has a great teacher before his become his teacher.
当初当大学士中心的出来的一个佼佼的学者。
He was one of the students of a great school.
那个时候的人为了加入罗马帝国这个国籍，要用钱去贿赂，去收买身份。
Those people have to use money to purchase citizenship of Roman Empire.
保罗，我生下来就是罗马籍。
But Paul was born in Roman citizenship.
保罗很有口才，很会辩论。
He was fast in words.
保罗逼迫信耶稣的人很厉害。
He persecuted fervently for those believers of Christ.
但是当主耶稣从天上光照了他之后，他醒过。
But after the light of Jesus shined upon him, he woke up.
他深深的痛苦说：“我是一个罪。”
He cried and admit himself a sinner. And he changed completely.
他从一个逼迫耶稣、逼迫信基督耶稣的人很厉害的一个热讼分子，完全的改变。
He changed completely from a man that persecuted Jesus.Disciples.
他自己想到，我以前为什么这样？
He recalled himself that his own deeds.
如果不是耶稣爱我，
if Jesus did not love me,
不是耶稣的身体为我而死，
if he did not die for me,
为我破开，
if he did not die for me,
为我破碎，
body for me, if
我今天哪里还有资格来传耶稣的福音？
How can I have the chance to preach gospel for him?
我们也是应该想一下，
we should meditate about.
我们有彻底认识耶稣吗？
Are we?Do we know Jesus deeply?
我们也是自以为我很不错。
You may feel that you are quite good.
在某一方面我比别人强。
In certain points, you are quite good.
我没有像保罗那么差劲，在逼迫信耶稣的人。
I will not like Paul to persecute his disciples.
可能我们没有保罗的缺点。
Maybe we will not have the defect.
但是我们有很多很多不应该有的缺点。
But we will have the other, many other kinds of defect.
我们不愿意承认。
We do not want to admit.
所以我们不会感受到耶稣的爱有什么稀奇。
So we will not feel the special point of Jesus' love.
我们身为一个传道，
as a preacher,
虽然在当传道，
although I am a preacher,
但是感受自己当传道当得很得意。
But I may feel that are quite good in doing preacher.
绝对不会感受耶稣死的伟大。
We will not feel that the grace that Jesus suffered for me.
只有在当传道的时候，越当越惭愧。
I will feel guiltiness.In doing preacher.
因为圣经越明白，
because the more you understand the Bible,
越感受到自己的缺陷，
the more you feel your defect.
主耶稣是一个好牧人，
Jesus is a good shepherd.
我当了十几年的传道，
but I have been a preacher for 10 years.
我到底跟耶稣跟到了哪一点？
Which point have I followed Jesus?
根本差太远了。
It's a great difference.
只不过是一个挂名的传道。
So, I'm only a preacher only.
难道不该像保罗一样而惭愧痛苦？
Should I feel guilty and shameful?
所以当我们在耶稣基督的面前，
So before the Lord of our Jesus,
想到耶稣的身体为你为我来破开，
And you know that Jesus broken up his body for us.
一个在世界上救我们生命的人，
A man that who saved our life in earth.
我们快被车撞死。
What's the point of time? There was a time you may hit by a car.
差一点被撞死。
You are almost hit by the car.
但是有一个人把我们推开了。
But a man pushed you out of the scene.
把我们推开的这个人被撞了。
But this man was killed instead.
死了。
And he died.
那么我们是不是一生一世都忘不了救我们的这个人？
Will you forget about this man?
我们眼睁睁看他惨死在轮下，脑浆也出来了，肠也裂了。
And you see him killed under the wheels of the car.
我们到死都忘不了救我们的这个人。
You will not forget this man till your death.
我们活在现在这个时代里面，
When we are living in this world,
越来越富足，
We are becoming more and more rich,
越来越顺利，
We are becoming more and more
rich, 虽然外面
more and more 舒服，
外面下着雪，
It's snowing outside,
我们的房间里面还是温暖，
It's still warm inside our house,
我们缺不了，
We have nothing left,
所以耶稣为我们而死的景象，我们不可能出现在我们的眼前。
The scene that Jesus suffered for us will not appear before our eyes.
出现在我们眼前所需要的是什么？
What appears before our eyes is
看看还有没有更好的享受。
To see whether there are more entertainment or enjoyment.
还有没有更好的设备？
Whether there are more enjoyment.
忘记了为我们死在十字架上的耶稣。
We forget about Jesus that was crucified on the cross.
所以我们应该学习吧。
So we should learn from Paul.
常常这样思想。
He always imitates this point.
我太对不起耶稣。
His in doubt of Jesus.
为我舍己。
Jesus sacrificed for us.
主的爱激励了我。
Jesus love compelled.
我拿什么来报答耶稣？
What can I pay for him?
我们
应该
学习保罗这样 经常的来思想。
So we should learn Paul's heart at this point.
看路加福音二十二章。
Let's talk to Luke chapter 22,
二十节。
Chapter 22, verse 20.
路加福音二十二章二十节。
Verse 22, chapter 22, verse 20, Luke.
饭后，照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，为你们流出来的。我们正餐的杯，既然是主的血，主耶稣对门徒说，是为你们流出来。
The cup we use in the Holy Communion is the new covenant of His blood, which is poured out for you.
主耶稣为我们流出来，怎么流的
？How Jesus shed blood for us？
我们看诗篇二十二篇。
Please turn to Chapter 22 of Psalms.
二十二篇的十四节十五节。
Chapter 14 and 15 of Chapter 22.
做老师的人又这样预言耶稣基督被受害的情形。
He has been prophesied here.
说我好像水被倒
了。I'm poured out like water.
骨头脱了。
And all my bones are all dry.
心在里面好像把融化。
My heart was turned to wax.
我的筋骨干
了 ，and melt away within me，
筋如同瓦片。
My strength is dried up like potion, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth。
我的舌头已经贴在我的牙床上面。
My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth。
将我安置在死地的尘土。
He laid me in the dust of death。
我们一个人的身体
，the body of a human，
有70%的是水分
，there are 70% of water。
主耶稣的身体为我们剥开以后。
After Jesus' body was broken,
不但是流血又流水
的。Water and blood came out from his body.
所以圣经里面所描述的主耶稣好像水被倒。
So the description of Bible that Jesus' blood is poured out like water.
被倒到什么样的状况
？In which extent?
到底有没有倒干
？Whether it was
从刚才我们所看的圣经节，我们就已经很清楚。
When we are quite understand about this point.
完全是枯干的。
He dries out.
好，当一个人的水分枯干了以后
，If the water content of a human dries out, what is the situation?
我们不要去想象耶稣这种情形。
We should not think about what is the situation of Jesus.
先想我们自己平常的时候。
Just consider yourself.
当父母亲的看到孩子从外面满头大汗冲进来。
When the parents find their child come back and was wet on his head,
边喊叫
and shout when they run.
妈妈，我好渴，好渴，我渴死了，我渴死了。
Mom, I feel thirsty to die.
他想到他自己的口渴，很聪明，会想象到告诉妈妈说，我不但渴，还渴得已经坏死了。
They are not even only thirst, they are thirst to die.
当我们注谢了这个杯以后
，After giving thanks to the cup，
既然在圣灵的灵化之下成为主的血
，Under the movement of the Holy Spirit is flowed right，
主耶稣为你为我所流出来的血
，It becomes the blood of Jesus shed for you and me，
不是只流你杯里这一点点的血
，Not only a small cup for you only，
而是所有的血都流干了。
All his blood had been shed.
因为流干了，所以才至于丧命。
Because he has dried and he was dead.
我们看以赛亚书五十三章。
Let's turn to back to Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
十二节的中间这里告诉我们说，他将他的命倾倒，以至于死了。
In verse 12.That he put all his life unto death.
刚才诗篇里面我们看到描述耶稣基督他在十字架上被害的时候好像水倒了。
It's mentioned before in the Psalms that he was nailed on the cross and his blood put out like water.
不但倒到枯干
，not until he dried.
以赛亚先知告诉我们说，倒到死，干到死。
It's that here he put out his life unto death.
今天你跟我在耶稣基督的面前
Today, in front of Jesus,
我们什么时候为耶稣流过汗
Have we sweat for Jesus?
主耶稣都知道
Jesus will know
我们什么时候为耶稣流过泪
At the time we have wept for Jesus
耶稣也知道
Jesus will know.
我们什么时候为耶稣流过血
？Anytime we have shed blood for Jesus，
我们自己知道。
We know ourselves。
可能都还没。
Maybe we haven't。
但是我们为自己流汗。
But we have sweat。
为自己流血。
And sweat for ourselves。
为自己流泪。
And sweat tears for ourselves。
我们做过了。
We have done that。
为了爱这个家。
We love our family。
我们做牛做马。
We become、we work very hard。
我们真的流汗流泪甚至流血。
We really sweat tears, sweat and shed tears, sweat and
blood. 很多人累倒了，肝病了，肝硬化了。
Some of them have even had sickness before. 'Cause he's a good husband.
是一个好爸爸。
He's a good father.
他为家这样子的操劳过度而死。
He put great effort for his family to death.
但是现在我们要来思想的。
So today, what we should think?
我们有没有为耶稣
？Whether we have shed tears for
Jesus? 因为耶稣的血是为你跟为我而流。
Because the blood from Jesus is shed for us.
今天我们常常讲主啊，我爱你。
Today we said, Jesus, I love you.
主啊，我感谢你。
I thank you.
主耶稣说：“你真的有在纪念我吗
？”Jesus asked, "Whether you are really remember me?"
你真的有表明主的死吗
？Whether you proclaimed my death?
什么叫做表明
？What is proclaiming?
不只是把主耶稣死的情形表达清楚明白。
Not only we proclaim the situation Jesus was nailed on the cross，
而是要在你跟我的身体来印证给大家看。
And to testify using our own body，
主耶稣爱。
Jesus loves us.
我爱主耶稣。
I love Jesus.
我从圣经明白主的爱。
I understand Jesus' love from the Bible.
现在也要让你们从我的身体，在我的身上看到我怎样爱主。
So I want to show you how I love Jesus through my body.
我们当传道人。
As a preacher.
从来没有为教会，没有为弟兄姐妹流过汗。
We haven't sweat for brothers and sisters or the church.
没有为教会的圣工来流过泪。
We haven't wept for the holy work of the church.
虽然我们当了几十年传道，也是很悲哀的一个传道。
Oh, as a preacher for several decades.
因为连为教会弟兄姐妹的灵性、为圣工的发展，我们都不流汗、不流泪的，怎么可能愿意去流血，又流到肝而流到死呢
？It's very poor of me because I reluct to shed tears and sweat for the church. How can I shed blood for our Jesus?
今天主耶稣给我财产1000万。
Today Jesus may give me a 10,000.
圣经告诉我们要奉献十分之一。
The church teachings of the Bible tell us to offer a tithe.
1000万美，那么多。
But a million is too much.
算算花不了。
It's too much for me.
钱是身外之物。
But money is a useless.
说要让我们为主耶稣舍命。像水一样倒干而死，免谈。
So not even think of our blood inside us.
十分之一给耶稣，我们都做不到。
We even can't offer the tithe to Jesus.
或许你会想，那简单，我一个月才100块，十分之一10块，我奉献得出来。
You may think I have only $100 a month, so offering $10 is really easy.
我们很感谢主。
Thanks a lot.
好，从100块的十分之一，我们就要开始学习。
So we should start from the $100.
在新加坡有一个家庭。
In Singapore, there's a family.
父母亲给他的孩子都有零用钱。
They give their children money to use.
父母亲告诉他们，这些零用钱不要随便乱花，花在正当的上面。
Their parents teach them how to use them wisely.
要吃什么喝什么，爸爸都给他们准备好。
What you want to eat and drink, they will prepare for them.
这几个孩子，他们有需要的文具自己去买。
They will buy their own stationery.
有时候文具爸爸给他们准备。
Sometimes they will even prepare them for them.
没有要做什么用。
They have no use of the money.
这个父亲很聪明。
The father is very wise.
他给每一个孩子放了一个乐捐箱。
He gives them each of an offering box.
都写上自己的名字，孩子的名字。
With the name written on it.
新加坡教会目前有两个教会。
There are two churches in Singapore now.
我。工作到今年的年底，去年的年底，92年的年底
，at the end of last year。
那么今年我们将到香港去工作。
This year I'm going to Hong Kong。
那么在我离开新加坡的时候，教会已经决定要把 第一间会堂原来的旧会堂拆掉再重建。
Before I left Singapore, they have decided to demolish the church.
建堂的基金。
That's a building fund for the church.
那这个爸爸在教会里面道理听得明白以后，就给他小孩子设了一个这种奉献箱。
So after listening to the teachings from the church, this father assigned an offering box for each of his children.
除了当日写上孩子的名字，还特别注明建堂基金奉献。
Apart from writing their names on it, it has been written that that's for building fund.
这个父亲不是一个大财主。
This father is not a rich man.
是也是在修飞机的一个军一个技术人员。
He's a technician in maintaining aircraft.
但是后来又退休了
，and he retired，
驾计程车
，and he drive tax。
那我们想他的收入不会很高才对
，and you can estimate his salary is not too high。
但是很感谢主，他在家里给孩子这样的一个宗教教育
，he gives this kind of religious education for his children in home。
传道去访问的时候，看到这些就感动在心里，不要再讲什么，就感动。
When the preachers come to their home, he was greatly touched。
我为了进一步了解
，but in order to understand more thoroughly，
我说那么这些奉献的来源怎么办
？So I asked, what is the origin or the source of this offering？
我没有规定他们要奉献多少。
I did not fix them to offer how much。
我只是道理讲的，把这个奉献箱、建堂基金、个人的名字写在那边。
So I just tell them about the teaching and put the offering box there。
他说他所知道他们的孩子有时候给他两块钱的零用钱。100%两块完全奉献。
And he knows some of his children sometimes will offer the whole that they have received.
他的小孩子不是不会用钱，不是不懂得用钱。
His children is not fool and do not know how to use money.
我们今天不是告诉你说你只有1000万，叫你1000万全部要奉献光，我们没有这样子。
We do not ask you to offer all that you have received.
因为我们自己基本的生活要解决。
Because we have to solve our own.Basic needs,
就像这个孩子一样
similar to these children.
我基本的生活需要是什么
What's our basic needs?
我要吃
I want to eat
要穿
And wear
要用
As use
我全部爸爸妈妈都供应给我
All these can be obtained from my
parents 爸爸你给我2块
My father gave me $2
这两块就是多出来
These $2 is in
the seed 既然主耶稣建殿需要
Since Jesus needs to build his temple
一个礼拜给他2块就2个礼拜给你就一个礼拜就2块给你
SoPaul gives me $2 a week, so I give $2 a week to Jesus.
可是我们今天想一想
，But today, let's think.
主耶稣为你跟为我这个杯所流的血流尽了。
But today, let's think. Jesus shed blood to dry for us.
今天我们如果有良心坦白承认，你跟我可能从来还没有为主耶稣流过一滴血。
Now you can admit yourself with your conscience whether you have shed a drop of blood for Jesus.
我们相信有人为主耶稣流过泪，也流过汗。
I believe that many people have shed tears and sweat for Jesus.
但是我们温哥华需要一个聚会的场所。
But our Vancouver church needs a place for service.
我们想一想
，Let's think.
主耶稣，你给我多少
？Jesus, how much Jesus?
你就给了我全部，连你的命你都给我了。
Jesus has given all he has, including his life.
今天我所有的一切都是你给我的。
So、today, everything that we possess is given by God.
我给你奉献1/10，我算什么？我还对不起你啊！
The tithe is only a small part of it.
今天主耶稣给你一个多少才能
？Jesus has given us many talents.
你懂得设计
？We know how to plan.
你懂得翻译
？I know.
你懂得执行
？I know.
你懂得打法
？Talent.
哪一方面都需要你。
Every way to lead.
耶稣需要你
，Jesus needs you。
所以我们今天想一想
，So let's think。
我们不要认为教会根本就是负责人的
，Don't think that the church belongs to the。
哇，真正的问题是负责人要负责任。
Belongs to people in charge, they should take the responsibility。
那么今天我们来参加圣餐礼，我们可以说我们没有在纪念主。
Then in this way, today we partake the Holy Communion,
we do not commemorate God。你跟我参加没有白来的。
Then in this way, it become meaningful in。Participating the Holy,
要让主耶稣知道你跟我有在表明主的死
We should proclaim Lord's death
不要只有在嘴巴主啊我爱你
Don't say it in words only I love Lord
不要只是到处跟人家讲说主耶稣太爱我了
And spread the word that Jesus loves me
相
相反的，要在你跟我的身体，让人家看到我怎么来爱主。
Contrary, we should show them out to the others how Jesus loves
us. 主啊，你为我而死。
Jesus sacrificed on the cross.
我奉献什么给你？
What can I offer to him?
这就是我们297首赞美诗要再提醒我们。
This is the main theme of the hymn 297.
到底我们为主奉献多少？
What we have offered to Jesus.
所以今天我们如果明白这个道理。
So today, if we understand this teaching,
要在罗马书十四章第七节、第八节里面，像保罗所说，活着要为主耶稣而活。
So in Romans chapter 14, which is described, we should live for Christ.
也就是说，活着的时候表明主的死。
To proclaim Lord's death when we are still alive.
假如活着的时候没有让人家看出来，没有办法表明主的死，没有办法说死为主而死。保罗说，活要为主活。
Paul says we should die for Christ and live for Christ. So we should proclaim not death when we are alive and when we are dead.
只有活着的时候先学习为主而活，才配得还有资格讲说我死的时候为主而死。
First of all, we should learn how to live for Christ, then we can think how to die for Christ.
今天我们在教会做了一点工。
Today we have maybe a work in the church.
被人误会了
，maybe misunderstood by the other
party， 攻击了，
criticized by the other，
放
condemned by the other，
陷害了，
accused by the other，
我们放弃不做了
，so we give up。
为什么
？Why？
因为我在教会里面什么利益也没有。
Because I get no interest in doing these things。
我何必因为参加教会的圣功而被人家诽谤攻击
？Why I have to be accused in doing holy work？
我能来教会聚会，我。出去的时候奉献一点钱，我已经很给面子了。
I think it's good enough to offer some money and go away after service.
我们给谁面子？我们到底是在为谁？
To whom? For whom we are doing the holy work?
想一想，主耶稣这个杯是为你流到干、流到死的。
Think about the blood of Jesus is shed for you till dry.
为了爱主，在教会做一点圣工被误会。都还没有流血，只是人家讲几句闲话，连口水都没有吐在我们的脸上，我们就不做了。
You are just criticized by the others, then you give up in doing holy work.
今天我们想想看。
Today, let's think.
我信主多久了
？How long you have been living?
我为主耶稣做多少工
？What kind of work have I done for Christ?
这个是你跟我表明主的词要列出来的一个项目。
This is the list that we should use.In proclaiming God's death.
为什么启示录十四章十三节里面告诉我们
？Why in Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13 tell us?
看启示录十四章的十三节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14 verse 13.
这里告诉我们说，从天上有声这样讲，不是在地上的，不是平常的声音，属世的，而是属天属灵的声音。
There's a voice from the heaven, that's not from the earth.
从天上这种声音是非常宝贵的。他说，在主里面而死的人有福了。
The voice from heaven is very precious. It said, "Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on."
为什么说在主里面而死的人有福
？Why it says, "For that who are die in the Lord from now on"?
因为习了自己的劳苦。
Because they have worked a lot for God.
做工的果效随着他们。
The effect of the work follows them.
我在新加坡工作三年。
I've worked in Singapore for 3 years.
一般教会都在纪念耶稣受难节的时候，特别是菲律宾，都有人活活的被钉十字架，在同十字架上拿下。
Many church when they remember God lost that, they nail some human to the cross.
他们说我们要体验主耶稣钉在十字架的痛苦是怎么样。
They said we want to experience Jesus' sufferings on the cross.
聪明的你跟我想一想，钉在十字架上再拿下来，这样连续被钉，有一个女孩子已经被钉过五次了，还继续在活着，你想有用吗
？Do you think it's useful to nail a body to the cross and put him down again and again and again? There's a girl in Singapore. She has been nailed for 5 times, but she's still alive. Is it useful or meaningful?
我们今天想一想。主耶稣难道是告诉我们说你要效法我一样钉在这个十字架吗
？You think of it spiritually. The teaching of Jesus is he required us to nail physically on the cross.
圣经明明说字句是死的，心意才是活的。
It said clearly in the Bible, the words are dead, but the essence of it is life.
所以主耶稣不是要我们每个人都去钉在十字架学习他，我钉在十字架，我为主而钉，不是这个道。
Jesus did not ask us to nail ourselves on the cross physically.
要像保罗所说的
，learned from Paul.
世界看我，我已经钉在十字架上。
I was nailed on the cross from the will of the world.
保罗也没有像菲律宾这个女孩子这样给十字架钉了再拿下来，钉了再拿下来。保罗没有这样做。
But Paul didn't nail himself on the cross.
为什么说世界看他，他已经被钉在十字架
？But why Paul said he is nailed on the cross in the view of the world？
世界的潮流太多了。
Because the trend of the world has
有暴乱的潮流
，has many trends. For example, insurrection.
淫乱的潮流
，for adultery.
有狂妄的潮流
，and stirring up of the people.
有无神主义的潮流
，people that do not believe.
现在有进入太空人 ET UFO 的潮流。
That's even the trend of UFO and the space.
我们跟着这些走。
We follow these trends.
有人拼命研究 UFO， 而连花一个小时看圣经，他都不愿意。
Some people put all their time in researching about UFO, but they don't spend only hour in reading Bible.
我们晓得魔鬼是一直跟着时代潮流在走。
You should know that the demons will follow the trends.
他要让我们迷惑在这个世界。
They want to
沉沦在这个世界。
Subverting the people,
他不愿意叫我们明白道理而去追求为主而活、为主而死的道理。
They stop us from reading Bible and understand the teaching and follow Jesus.
我本身没有看过 ET， 没有看过 UFO.
I haven't seen ET or UFO.
我绝对相信 ET， 我绝对相信 UFO.
I believe in ET and UFO.
这只不过是魔鬼的把戏。
It's only a trick of
the devil. 明明告诉我们。
And clearly state in Bible that
耶稣基督再临之前
，when before Jesus the second coming，
有很多奇奇怪怪的事情。
There are many strange things.
这些大神迹、大奇事
，these miracles and great things，
连选民、连我们信主的基督徒都会受迷惑
，including those members of the church will be deceived.
魔鬼在这个世代里面迎合人的心理。
The demon today in this world wants to treat the part of the middleman.
我们不要等到死了还来读这个圣经节，没办法。
Don't wait till you are going to die to then you read the Bible.
甚至今天你跟我还活着的时候，
at this time you are still alive.
要去追求在主里面而死的人是有福。
You should pursue the teaching of those who died in the Lord.
只有学习
will be blessed. To learn from Paul.
让世界看我们是钉在十字架上的人。
Let the people see that you are nailed on the cross.
世界上一切不合真理、不合神旨意的来，要来诱惑我们、迷惑我们、陷害我们，我们都对我们来讲都没有作用，因为钉死了。
Anything that are not according to Bible should be nailed on the cross also.
为什么菲律宾大地震的时候
？Why earthquake it happened in Philippines？
报纸里面描述说，舞厅垮下来，一对男女还抱在那里而死了，抱抱死。
And the newspaper record that a couple has been struck.
一般人认为他们是很相爱。
And people believe that they love each other.
但是在神的旨意里面是放纵情欲，放纵到死。
But under the teaching of Bible, they indulge their lust to death.
所以我们今天要证明我是一个在主里面而死的人。
So we should show to people that I will die in Christ.
我要常常思想，我有没有在纪念主。
Say whether I have remembered God always.
在我的身上有没有让人家看到我在表明主的死？我晓得耶稣多爱我，为我擘开，为我流出来。我到底有没有为耶稣擘开过？有没有为耶稣流过汗、流过泪、流过血
？Whether I have sweat tears for Jesus, shed blood for Him, and broken up our body for Him?
假如今天你跟我有这样做
，If today you have done this,
为主流汗流血
，shed blood.And sweat for Jesus.
让人看出你真的表明主的死。
And let people show know that you proclaim not death through your body.
在世界上不为名、不为权、不为利。
And you do not pursue for your own deeds.
为了爱人而牺牲。
And sacrifice for love.
他工作呢，急了自己的劳苦，急了自己的劳苦。主耶稣的工作。
And he takes rest from the labor.
他所有工作的果效随着他
，and for the their deeds will follow them。
他是名副其实天父真神的爱子
，He's the Son of God。
今天你跟我也是一样
，Today you and me are。
我们心里的很高兴啊
，After the battle we feel delighted。
我们真的是成为耶稣基督天父真神的爱子吗
？We become the true include children of God.
我们看约翰一书。
Please turn to First John.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
约翰一书第三章第一节到第三节。
First John, chapter 3, verse 1 to 3.
这里爱的使徒告诉我们说，我们很好，很幸运，神的慈爱引导我们，我们真是他的儿女啊。
The disciple of love tells us how great is the love the Father has lavished on us.
但是第二节提醒我们，虽然我们受洗了，受圣灵了，我们都有凭据了，我们是神的儿女，但是将来如何呢？还不知道哦。现在是哦，将来。
But in verse 2, it tells us that although we are now the children of God, we have received the Holy Spirit and been baptized, whether we are the children of God at the end time, we will not know.
爱的使徒提醒我们说，主如果显现那一天，耶稣基督再临的时候
，So at the end time, that Jesus second coming arrives,
我们必定要像他。
Then we should like him.
假如我们跟他一样
，If we like him,
我们学习耶稣的死
，And we should learn his death.
我们为主耶稣身体也愿意破开。
We are willing to broke up ourselves.
我们愿为主耶稣，我们的血也愿意流。
We are willing to shed our blood for him.
我们如果像他，就得见他的身体，就有办法面对面见耶稣。我们配得救。
And we like him, we shall see him.
所以第三节提醒我们。
In verse 3, it reminds us.
假如我们有这个指望
，If we have this hope,
要追求自己达到圣洁
，to pursue ourselves to holy.
因为耶稣的流血被侮辱、被鞭打。是在没有罪、完全圣洁的状况之下。
Because people, Jesus suffered for us when he is blameless.
所以这个饼被称为无效饼。
So this bread is known as a living bread.
一点罪恶都没有。
Has no is without sin.
一点瑕疵都没有。
Has no impurity.
我们在领受耶稣基督的宝血。
When we receive the blood of Jesus.
我们要想一想。
We should know that.
让我们达到成圣的地步，才有办法真正的见主。
We should reach the center of holy before we can see God.
主是圣洁的。
God is holy.
主的血流在我的身体里面。
When Jesus' blood flows into my body.
所以我们也应该成为圣洁。
Should we become holy?
所以我们常常这样子。
We may always think.
我是 O 型的。
I'm blood type O.
我是 A 型的。
I'm of blood type A.
我是 A 型的。
I'm of blood type A.
这就是我了，你要怎么样
？This is me. What you can do to me?
真是惭愧，我们信耶稣到今天。
It's really shameful in this way.
我们每个人的血型在灵里面都应该改成 Z 型的 Jesus， 耶稣型的。
Our blood type spiritually should be converted to J Jesus.
不要再坚持我是什么型，我的个性就是这样。
We should not turn to our own ways and that I'm our blood type.
既然我们有表明主的死
，If we proclaim God's death，
我们有在纪念主。
We will commemorate His death.
我们把主的杯、主的宝血喝下。
After drinking the blood of Jesus,
就要有主的生命。
That we should have the life of Jesus.
应该要有改变。
That we should transform ourselves.
看约翰福音第六章。
Please turn to John.
约翰福音第六章。
John, chapter 6.
五十三节，五十四节。
John, chapter 6, verse 53.
你们一定要喝我的肉，喝我的肉，喝我的血啊。
You should drink, eat and My friend,
常人不吃我的肉，不喝我的血，就没有生命。
If you do not eat my flesh and drink my blood, then you will not have life in you.
如果你们有领受我的圣餐，那么到末日耶稣基督再临，你们就能够复活。
So if you eat my flesh and blood and drink my blood, and at the end time you will be risen.
有不少的人看到这节圣经节，觉得很简单。
Many people feel that it's simple in doing so.
感谢主啊，我只要赶上圣餐。吃下去，喝下去，我就复活了。
Thanks the Lord. If I can attend those holy communion sacraments, I can be risen at the end time.
圣经这样说没有错。
Yes, this is true.
但是不要忘记五十三节里面说，生命在你们里面。
But don't forget, in verse 53, it describes the life.
不吃不喝
is in you.
没有主耶稣的生命，喝主的吃主的肉，喝主的血，有主的生命啊。
If you do not eat and drink His blood.You will not have no life in you, but if you eat and drink his blood and flesh, you will have his life.
所以我们等一下祝谢了，端圣餐、端圣杯的人到我的面前，一喝下去，算了，嘴巴张走了。
So after
我们敢说耶稣你来的，我会复活吗
？So after giving thanks and the bread was distributed before you, you take it carefully and take it and you leave.
我们不要自己欺骗。
Don't treat yourself.
当你喝下去的时候
，When you drink，
我们应该要在心里自己。
You should think inside your heart.
主啊，这是你的生命。
This is your body.
求你改变我。
Please
convert. 不但大大的改变我。
Please convert me.
要完全的改变我。
Change completely.
我不要我。
I don't want myself.
我要像你。
I want to like you.
主啊，你的血流畅在我的生命里头。
Oh Jesus, your blood is flowing inside my heart.
我们应该这样。
We should think in this way.
我们不要在主的面前白吃又白喝。
Don't eat and drink casually without recognizing body of Christ. So we are going to perform the Holy Communion sacrament.
表明主的死。
To proclaim His death.
不只是明白耶稣如何为我们死。
Not only understand how He suffered for us.
而是要在日常生活。
But also in our daily behavior.
你跟我还没有断气，还没有真正死之前，让人家看出你是为主而死，为主而活的。
Before our breath stops, we should show to the others that we are living for Christ and die for Christ.
再看回来更多前书的十一章。
Please turn back to First Corinthians chapter 11.
27节到29节。
27-29.
这里提醒我们要按理吃主的肉，喝主的血。
Here remind us that whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup
要审查自己
，should examine himself.
要分辨这是主的肉，主的血。
And know that this is the body of Christ.
三十节告诉我们说，假如我们懂得这样做，就不会受审判，就不会犯罪。
The verse 30 is that if you do it in this way, you can avoid the judgment.
还没有在我们真耶稣教会。接受合法的洗礼的同胞们，我们暂时劝你们不要领受。
If you haven't been baptized in our true Jesus Church, I urge you not to partake this Holy Communion.
因为这是按理领受的教训之一。
Because this should be done in according to the way.
那我们已经在真耶稣教会洗礼的人呢
？But if you have been baptized,
我们要检查自己。
That you have to examine yourself.
假如我们随随便便。领受
，if you take it casually，
我们曾经看到人家在领受圣餐的时候，心里很难过。为什么
？I've seen many people when they partake the Holy Communion, they feel sorrow in his heart。
拿圣餐的饼当做零食在吃一样，丢上去嘴巴接着吃，太可怜。
They take the bread and put it casually in his mouth, like snack。
非常的难过。
I feel sorry。
今天我们接受王的邀请。
Today we are invited by the king.
王所摆的王宴，我们在他面前领受，我们都要规规矩矩。
In the banquet of the Lord, we should respect his banquet.
圣餐是耶稣基督的肉，亲自为我们摆上。
The Holy Communion is the flesh of Lord Jesus himself.
耶稣基督的血亲自为我们摆上。
The blood of Jesus himself.
我们要比领受王所摆的王宴。普通世界上的王请我们，我们要更加的谨慎敬虔。
We should respect even more to this holy communion than the banquet of kings.
所以二十九节说不分辨，这个不是随随便便的餐呐、啊，不是我们去吃自助餐、爱餐什么随便你自己想象的这个餐，而是主的圣餐。
So it's examining and recognizing that this is the body and blood of the Lord, not a simple meal.
如果不觉得很神圣，不很敬虔。虽然吃下去，我们就有罪了。
If you do not,
听的话
，you do not feel it's holiness that we have passed judgment to ourselves.
好，如果审查自己呢，我们不敢随便。
Then if we examine ourselves carefully, we will not be casual.
有一个青年他对我说
，There's a teenager he has told me that.
那这个圣经记载的话，我觉得没有什么。
I don't feel very important in this paragraph.
我坦白告诉你，我在外面已经做了很多不应该做的事情。
For example, I've done a lot of things at transgressions
outside the church.
But I still partake the Holy Communion.
我都没有死啊，我现在没有死，教会也没有给我除名啊，我还是很好。
I'm still alive.
他长得比我壮，比我英俊。
I'm still, he is more stronger than me, more handsome than me.
聚会也都是规规矩矩。
He listens to the sermon regularly.
但是他觉得这里圣经记载的不正确。
But he don't feel it's correct in this Bible.
他听了几次道理就洗礼。
After a few sermons, he believed and started baptizing.
他也受圣灵
，and he received the Holy Spirit.
所以他说，我现在还是有圣灵啊。
But he said, I still have the Holy Spirit.
我说，既然你找我讲出这种心底话
，since I feel that you have told me things deeply in your heart,
我就有责任告诉你
，that I have the duty to tell you.
从今以后，你暂时不要领受。
From now onwards, You don't. I urge you not to partake the Holy Communion.
开玩笑的,
it's not joking.
因为你不明白道,
because you do not understand the Bible. After listening to the sermon for a few months, you receive the Holy Spirit and you do not have the foundation of teaching. Although you attend the service regularly, but this is superficial. Suddenly to your words, I know you do not have teaching this time. Although you have Holy Spirit,
我说圣灵在你里面担忧,
but you give grief to the Holy Spirit.
我们看以赛亚书63章,
please turn to Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书63章,
Isaiah 63,
第10节,
Isaiah 63, verse 6.
这里以赛亚先知责备这些百姓说他们背逆神啊。
Here, Prophet Isaiah rebuked the people, they deny their faith.
什么叫做背逆神呢?
What's deny the faith?
违背了神很多的道理,不听神的话,
they make the Holy Spirit worry for them because their deeds are not good.
所以我就告诉他,
so I tell him,
我说你表面看起来是一个优秀的青年,
in appearance you are like a good man.
你花口说你做了很多不应该做的事情, 教会没有除名, 圣灵祷告, 还有还同在, 我说圣灵在你里面担忧。
So he turned and became the enemy and he hid himself fought against them.
就好像一个父母亲一样,
like parents.
父母亲生了儿女,
the parents had four their children.
很不幸有一个败家子,
unfortunately, he had a bastard.
都没有人看得出来,
but no people know this.
这个败家子是一个双面人,
this person has a two face.
他做了很多事情, 回来,
he has done a lot of bad things.
其实父母亲通通知道,
actually, the parents know this.
父母亲为了爱儿女,
but the parents love the child,
没有把他赶出去,
do not cast them out.
但是父母亲暗自的为这个败家子在流泪担忧,
but his parents shed tears for his son.
我说今天神没有把你赶出去, 我告诉这个青年说，神没有把你赶出去。
I told this to you, God didn't cast you out.
神还怜悯你。
God still loves you.
你不要认为说你做了很多不应该做的事情，你领圣餐没有死。
You do not think in this way, although you have done every bad things and you still partake the Holy Communion.
祷告还会讲灵言。
And you still speak in tongues when you pray.
我说，今天。 我坦白告诉你,
and today I tell you the truth, not frighten you.
我如果真正爱你,
if I truly love you,
我要根据圣经的真理来告诉你,
according to the truth in Bible, I have to tell you.
并且不能含糊其辞,
I have to tell you truly.
要讲得非常的清楚,
make it very clear.
所以我告诉你,
so I tell you,
你已经背逆主了,
you already denied God.
你已经让神的圣灵担忧,
and you make the Holy Spirit in your heart worry about it.
你一定要痛哭流涕,
you have to cry.
你要信他自己,
and you have to examine yourself.
因为你到底不到,
because you don't understand the truth.
如果你有忧伤痛苦的心,
if you have the heart with the sorrow,
你切实地改过,
and you really you change completely,
从今以后不要再换,
and start from now on, you do not do it again.
神会给你机会,
and God will give you a chance.
问题完全在你自己,
and all upon you.
当我把道理讲得很严厉很清楚,
once I make the truth very clear and seriously,
他虽然是一个很魁伟很英俊的女孩,
although he is a very strong and handsome man,
但是他已经哭得眼泪流鼻涕流,
but he has been crying a lot.
我不是很残忍,
I'm not so cruel.
我告诉他你要继续哭,
I tell you have to continue crying.
你应该哭,
and you have to cry.
传道要陪你哭,
and the preacher will cry with you.
因为任何一个弟兄姐妹在属灵里面就是传道属灵的儿女,
because any brothers in spiritually is the children of the preacher.
我亲眼看到我的儿女已经背逆主, 领取圣灵的担忧, 我难道会得以快乐？
Once I see my children denied on God, do I feel happy?
所以今天我们有了任何事情。
So today in this kind of matter,
不是说要你们每个人来告诉传道。
And not tell you, you have to come to tell the preacher everything.
每个人跪下来要告诉主耶稣。
You have to kneel down and tell Jesus.
在醒茶中。
And examine yourself and partake the Holy Communion. Once you partake the Holy Communion, then the life of God will dwell in you. So at any time, we have the confidence to be saved. So now we, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, to give the thanks of the flesh. Now we all kneel down and pray in silence. In the name of Lord Jesus, we give thanks.
慈爱的天父真神救主耶稣基督。
Our Savior and merciful Father in heaven.
今天我们来自四方各地的民族聚集在你的面前。
And today we come from different countries and gather in front of you.
按你的旨意告诉我们，受洗归入基督以后，我们都成为一体。
According to your will, under the baptism, we all unite together.
今天我们恭敬又虔诚地遵照你的旨意，用无酵饼在你的面前祝谢。
And today we respect your command, use the unleavened bread to give the thanks to you.
我们求主的圣灵，让我们有十足的信心，在圣灵的灵化之下感谢领受。
And we have the confidence under the movement of Holy Spirit, the bread will turn into your flesh.
并且让我们思想主你的身体是如何为我们而破碎破开。
And think about it, how your body broken for us.
当我们每一个人领受这一小块主的肉之后
，Once we take the bread，
我们应该明白，我们是集合成一体，合成一块。
We should know that we are all united together。
因此，我们在教会里面绝对没有纷争的事情。
So in our church there is no division。
在世界各地的真耶稣教会，就是耶稣基督的身体。
In this world, the truth is just as your body.
愿你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
May your spirit within us.
让我们每个人从自己肉身的家庭开始做起。
And start from our physical family.
我们能够和睦相亲相爱。
And we can unite together and love each other.
我们才有办法扩大到耶稣基督的教会。
Then we can extend our love to the Church of Christ.
只有和睦的属灵的家庭才能够表明主你荣耀的身体。
And under the united family, then show your glory of your body.
当我们有了主荣耀的身体之后
，Once we have the glory of your body,
我们有觉悟在世界上任人鞭我们、辱我们、骂我们、打我们。
Even the people of this world told the best things on earth.
因为主你荣耀的灵在我们身上给我们力量。
But your spirit dwell us and give us the strength.
愿主这样施恩祝福成全。
May the God will blessing and achieve this.
让人看出我们就是活着的小基督。
And let others see Jesus within me.
我们才有办法表明主的子荣耀主。
And we can show the death of Lord and glory God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
现在就是筷子小饼拨开以后，啊，端圣餐的人拿到我们的面前，我们感谢就领受。
And this is one unleavened bread, and once the person bring the bread to you, and you just take one piece and give thanks and partake.
我们唱诗七十六首。
And let's sing him 76.In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray in thanks.
来的耶稣基督
the merciful Father.
我们在你的面前实在没有资格向你祈求。
In front of you, we have not worthy to ask you.
因为按照圣经神的旨意。
Because in according to the Bible,
我们亏欠你太多太多。
Because we lack on you a lot.
过去我们不认识你，背逆你不说。
And before we don't understand you and deny you.
但是自从我们认识你之后。
But once we know you,
你为我们所流的宝血洁净了我们的一切。
And the blood you shed for us and cleansed us.
但是自从洗礼到今天。
But upon from the baptism to now,
我们不得不承认。
We cannot deny.
我们太爱世界。
We love this world.
我们放不下世界。
We couldn't give up this world.
我们太保护我自己。
We protect ourselves too much.
经不起别人的误会攻击。
We cannot stand others' criticism.
我们经常充满愤恨、怀疑、嫉妒。
We all fulfill with the anger and the jealous.
你告诉我们。
You told us.
你任人打。
You let others beat you.
人鞭。
You let us whip on you.
你不言语。
And you never count on them.
一句话都不回答。
You never say any words.
但是我们曾经拍桌子大叫大骂。
But you even slammed on people and the anger on others.
我们你对我说到底为什么
？And what we are work for?
我们承认婆媳之间的不和。
We can know the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law.
我们兄弟之间的不睦。
Even the united in brothers.
我们自己的家仇在你的眼前再也不能再遮蔽。
And our anger in our family, we could not avoid in the view.
我们的正宗想要得到化解。
And we want to extend our holy word.
就从我们自己开始。
We have to start from us.
我们领受你的宝血。
We receive your blood.
应该要用你的生命。
And it should be your living dwell in us.
不求别人改变。
We didn't require others change.
如果我们真的有纪念你。
If we do really remember you.
要让人家看出在我的身上有主的生命。
They are to see us, you dwelling in us.
主啊，我只求你的圣灵，你的宝血改变我。
May God will change us in spiritually.
让我们每个人先要求改变自己。
We require ourselves to change ourselves.
既然有耶稣基督的宝血。
We have the blood of the Jesus.
就要有耶稣基督的生命。
We have the living of the Jesus.
我们才有资格来说为主你流汗、流泪又流血。
And we are worthy to shed our blood and tears for Jesus.
主啊，愿你再一次的怜悯我们，加添力量给我们。
May you forgive us once and give us the strength.
让我们领受你的圣餐之后，借着你宝血的力量，能走更合神旨意的道路。
And once we partake your holy communion through your blood, you give us strength walking on your path.
那我们相信在北美的地方能够将福音传到地极。
And we believe in the North America, we can spread the gospel towards the end.
这样子为我们所流的血才真正有意义、有价值。
And the blood you shed is worth before us.
主，我们再一次的感谢颂赞。
And we thank you again.
愿你悦纳成全。
May you can kindly hear us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.